This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance. Well, today I have a special guest on Faherty Up Close from a Distance. He is, I'm not going to give you a huge introduction to him because I think most of you will know who he is. He's my best friend in all the world, but don't tell him. It's Sam Torrance. Sammy, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure, David. Lovely to see you, pal.
Yeah, it's a strange time for everyone. And I know that you've been like locked inside, you know, for how long now?
It's a month tomorrow.
And you literally haven't left the house?
Well, I've been in the garden. Fortunately, we've got a nice garden. But no, I've not left the property. I've got that. I've been a smoker all my life. I'm kind of prime suspect for this virus, being the age, and just keeping safe, as hopefully everybody is.
You had a stroke around Christmas, didn't you?
I did. That was another 2 months in the house.
Exactly. You know, before the quarantine, and you were in quarantine already. Show us your scar.
It's gone. Look.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Great job with the surgeons there.
Absolutely.
You know, Suzanne, has she gone out of her mind yet with you in the house all the time?
No, not at all.
No?
Plenty of hiding places, Dush.
Yeah. So give me an idea of what you do in the house all day. What did you do yesterday?
We pretty much do the same every day. We kind of laze about in the morning. I get up very early, 7, something like that, come down, feed the dogs, come into the room I'm in now, and sit with the three dogs and watch old poker videos or whatever for a few hours. And go up and have a shower, get dressed. 12 o'clock, as soon as the bell hits 12 o'clock, we have a beverage. Normally a light gin and tonic for Suzanne, a wee glass of wine for me. Suzanne says this is my nirvana because my favourite holidays were always being at home.
Now, have you, I was with you a couple of months ago and I came to see you in the evening and you were still in your dressing gown in the bathrobe. Have you spent many days like that where you just, you know, get out of bed and then get back into it?
I do shower every morning. I do get into a tracksuit. Yeah. I have jeans or clothes, proper clothes on for over a month. I've totally relaxed. I almost feel I could hit a 3-foot putt with a short putter, but we'll not go there.
Yeah, really. And you've been, are you much help around the house?
Yeah.
Lying bastard. No, you're not.
I swear to you, I'll make the bed in the morning, do the bed in the morning. I'll come doing that. A lot of times I'll do the kitchen. I'll empty the bins. I think everyone, we're all the same. I think it's kind of brought us all together, you know, because we all really do. We'll do the cooking, they'll do the cleaning up, blah, blah. But we all work together and keep a nice, happy household. I mean, I think you'd have to.
Yeah, really. No, and I believe you have a wee drinking game there that's going on.
Not the iPhone. What do you call it? The FaceTime.
Yes.
FaceTime shot. So you FaceTime a friend and have a shot together.
Yeah. So it's like going to the pub, but not going.
Without going and without having to drive back either, it actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm speaking to so many, much more people since began. I phone up someone every day. I'll phone a few people every day and have a laugh, FaceTime usually. We can't make light of it. It's too serious, but you've got to be happy with yourselves. And if you can make yourself happy at home, good.
Yeah, for sure. Tell me a little bit about life after golf.
I kind of retired at the end of last year, just before Christmas. I love my time at home. I just want to be at home. And here I am. And as Suzanne says, my nirvana.
Do you play any golf at all?
I haven't. I've had a love-hate relationship for the last year or so with it. I don't enjoy being a buffoon on the golf course, and I promise you, I look like a 20 handicapper. But, you know, people say, don't be ridiculous. But, you know, it's what you feel. But the fun's gone out of it a wee bit, but I'd love to get the fun back and start playing again. But I've not played much.
No, I can't play because of my left arm, but I'm pretty sure I'd be the same way. You can't play to a certain standard. I mean, you really don't want to play at all.
No. It's but it was all, I mean, golf was my hobby.
Yeah.
My life. I mean, it wasn't just my job, it was my hobby as well. When I took a week off, I played 3-4 times at Sunningdale.
I know.
A bit of Arthur Ashe, the cash, and I loved it. And I was competitive. I've lost my competitiveness. I'm not good enough. And you know, that's a tough school up at Sunningdale.
Oh, yeah. We played enough money matches there. I played a bunch of them with you. When people ask me what was the high point of my career, there were two of them, and you were involved in both of them. One was the Ryder Cup at Kiawah Island, and the other one was your win at the Irish Open at Mount Juliet.
As grabbing each other on the playoff hall.
Yeah, I always feel, you know, we played in a special sort of era on the European Tour.
You know, I mean, we'd never have dinner at night without being 6 or 7 of us.
And we always had familiar restaurants, no matter what city we were in, Casa Paco and Madrid. And
straight out together.
Yeah. I can't talk to you without talking a little bit about the Ryder Cup. How many did you play in?
8.
Played in 8. Now, when you were the captain at the Belfry, what year was that?
2001/2.
Yes. I remember standing behind the door on the singles on Sunday when you were sending off the matches, and I would stand behind the door of the bar hiding with a pint of Guinness.
Guinness, yeah. I was just gonna say.
And you would sneak in every now and then, drink a half pint of Guinness, and then go back out. You know, I was basically the bartender at that Ryder Cup.
David, just a bit, you'd given those drinks during the day in that closing ceremony, I go to the bar and have a large whiskey. Turn it down. No, that's not enough. Give me another one. Another one.
Yeah.
That's not enough. I had 3 large whiskies before I went to the closing ceremony. And honestly, I was absolutely brand new. And we, as you know, we drank all night, went all night, and I could not even get remotely close to drunk.
Yeah, so just the adrenaline.
After they were giving me those Guinnesses.
Yeah. Was that the high point of your Ryder Cup career, or was it holding the final putt?
Of my golfing life.
Yeah.
It's an honour. To be given the captaincy, and for it to go so well from start to finish. I mean, we didn't really put a foot wrong from start to finish. It was very special, something I'll never forget.
All right, let's do a little rapid fire here. Some short questions and kind of short answers. What food are you good at making?
Cocktails.
Yeah, well, then what cocktail are you especially talented at making?
Gin and tonic for my wife.
Right.
I like to run the lemon round the rim of the glass just so give it a wee taste.
What would you have to put in the refrigerator if I was coming over to stay?
Probably Scottish sausage.
Ah, yes, a square slice. Which of the Ryder Cup wins was the sweetest?
I think 87 Muirfield Village.
Yeah.
Beat them there. With the greatest golfer that ever lived as captain on the course he designed and built. Sorry, Ted Shorter. Yeah. There you go.
Which was the hardest loss to take?
All of them.
What's the best pub in the world?
My house.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. Who was your favourite Ryder Cup partner?
Howard Clark.
What shot would you like to have over?
The 10-foot putt 3 weeks after we won the Ryder Cup. When I hold a putt near Belfry, I had a 10-foot putt to beat Curtis Strange in the Dunhill Cup in the semi-final against America, and a 3-putter. I don't know whether I want the first one again or the second one again, but I'd rather have the first one again.
All right, Sam, thanks for taking this time out.
All right, Dish, look after yourself. Love you.
All right, will do. Thanks, boy. Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Art19, or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.